Please rise for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. At this point, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Parry on the recognitions. Mr. Parry.
And for recognition, I'd like to ask Assistant Superintendent Paul Kopp to do the introductions, please. Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Parry. We're very honored tonight to bring before the board one of our outstanding science research students, in fact, a semifinalist, a 2009 Siemens semifinalist. To do the honors, I would ask Mr. Rory Manning, the principal at Sachem High School East, to please come forward.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Falco, Mr. Scavo, members of the Board of Education, Mr. Parry, and members of the Cabinet. I'd like to thank you for inviting me to speak before you tonight in recognition of one of our outstanding students. As you're aware, the annual Siemens competition in math, science, and technology recognizes remarkable talent and forces individual growth for high school students who are willing to challenge themselves through science research. The Siemens Foundation announced the semifinalists and regional finalists on October 23rd. We are pleased to announce that out of thousands of entries, Sachem High School East senior Aditya Ramesh was recognized as one of 318 semifinalists nationwide. Since last winter, Aditya has been in the lab of Dr. Boone, chemistry department professor at Stony Brook University, researching nitric oxide and biofilm formation. I would read you the title of his project, but I have to admit that I do not understand what it means or how to pronounce the words. In layman's terms, Aditya found that most bacterial infections involve the formation of biofilm. He found that preventing biofilm formation allows you to control bacterial infections. This work also earned Aditya the third place at the 2008 New York Science and Engineering Fair. His research continues, and he just submitted the intensive application for the 2010 Intel Science Talent Search. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce Siemens competition semifinalist Aditya Ramesh.
Next, we'd like to introduce Ann Thorson from the American Cancer Society. Is she here? Ann? Ann is coming forward.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Replacement.
If I could just ask to speak on her behalf.
Surely, sure.
I'm Kathy Green. I'm vice president, one of the vice presidents of the SCTA. I'm a teaching assistant here in Sachem. Ann Thornton was going to speak with us, and as of last week, she hadn't heard anything, so we assumed it would be postponed till December. Her reason for coming was something I'm very honored to announce. Again, with our Breast Cancer Strides Walk and the raffle that the SCTA does hold, I was able to count the raffle money this afternoon after school, and we were at 16,000, but as of this afternoon, we're way over the $18,000 mark that we raised last year. With that said, we are the top school for Long Island again.
Right.
There are so many people to thank, and I hope that we will have her on the agenda for the December meeting, because we have many students who have dedicated and showed up on such a rainy and cold day to help raise this money. It wasn't just the Teachers Association. We had principals online that were donating. It was such a, and it's so hard not to get emotional. I have never seen a family join together for such an important event, and to be touched again as a parent, as an employee of the district, and as a union member, to just see Sachem pull together when we're asked to donate for everything these days and everybody's hurting, but Sachem came together and raise that kind of money. So she does want to present Sachem with a plaque on behalf of the American Cancer Society, and hopefully we could do that in December. Thank you.
Before we get to the visitors, I just want to take a few seconds. I want to thank the board and all the board last night attended this drug awareness meeting at Sachem East. All of us were it was an eye-opening experience for all of us, as I'm sure whoever attended was also. I want to personally thank Christine Lampertelli, Gail Grenzik, Rory Manning, the two ADs are Carol Todaro and Denise Dolan. All right, I'm sure there are many more. The PTA was very involved. It was a great event. We all learned something, and it was well attended. So I didn't see anything in the paper today. Did you worry anything yet? No? Well, that's normal, but that's okay. It got to the people that it had to, and I want to thank all of you for that. Thank you very much. Dana Platon, please.
Hi. As you know, I'm currently the immediate past president of Sachem PTA Council. Sue Brandes here is the current president. And last year, Gail Grenzik came to us and told us all about the AWARE committee and wanted to know how PTA can help. And right away, the first thing that came to mind was a New York State resolution that PTA could back and bring up to Albany. And that started a process along with Carol and Denise and Dave Ryan, a teacher at Sachem East. And Sue and I went to a resolutions workshop, learned how to write it, sat with Gail, brought all the information together, and we together as a wonderful Sachem team put together and put forth this proposed resolution. And I left for everybody a little bit about it. You have a copy of the proposed resolution that was actually accepted by New York State. And in June, I spent the weekend on the phone with the resolutions committee. They had me on speakerphone. There were about a dozen of them in the room, and I was grilled backwards and forwards until they really had the same passion about this that we have here in Sachem. And I really need to especially thank Gail and Denise, because I would never have been able to do what I did that weekend without their support and without their knowledge and what they taught me to be a part of this. So thank you very much for that. Moving forward, we went to the New York State PTA Convention just last weekend up in Saratoga Springs. There were over 400 people in attendance, and on Friday night we had a caucus to introduce the resolution. About 60 people came to ask questions about it. And again, I was in the hot seat, and I was very well prepared. There was a little bit of contention. Some individuals had some questions about it, wanted to make some changes. But we really know what we're doing here in Sachem, and we know what we're talking about. And it went on until 11:30 at night. But I have to say, we held our own, and it was fantastic. Fueled us for the next day when 10:45 the next morning, we introduced the proposal, and it went on all day, the debate. Literally, we took an hour break for lunch and came back. There are lots of changes that were made, lots of changes that were not amended because the general delegation did not approve of them, because every time somebody wanted to make a change, I got right back up to the microphone to speak against it. The only change that we were very excited about, if you notice our original proposal, proposed resolution, had to do with a judge mandating that a parent could keep their child in treatment. It was a change that we approved of because that was our original resolution. When we brought it to the committee, they actually changed parent to judge. And if you look at the adopted resolution, you'll see that the delegation opted to amend that, that parents themselves would have the right. And actually, I have to take a step back. I should have started by saying this resolution was, we want legislation to ensure that parents have the right to mandate that their kids stay in treatment. Youngsters who are in need of detoxification don't have facilities anywhere on Long Island, and across the state, they don't have as much trouble with heroin as we do, but there's a lot of trouble with crystal meth, and so we're looking for more beds for adolescents, as well as parents having the right to keep their kids in treatment. I'm really, really excited and pleased and over the moon to tell you that just before 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, it was voted, it was unanimous. It appeared to be about 399-1, but it turned out that that one person just raised her card a little later than the rest of us, and so it was counted as if she was had opposed it, but she really did not. She came to tell us after to apologize. Very excited. Right now, Sachem is really rocking New York State. We have gained a lot of momentum and a lot of praise from across the state. Everybody in the state, across every corner of New York State, wants to be involved now. And so we are going to go forward. We want to talk to legislators here in Suffolk County, Nassau County, on all levels. And now our fellow PTA members across the state are going to be talking to their legislators. New York State is the largest lobbying force in New York. New York State PTA is in the largest lobbying force in New York. And so they're going to Albany with this now. We're going to make this change. We're going to make a difference. And it came from Sachem. It came from Sachem PTA, Sachem administrators. Christine, obviously, also as a board member, was a part of this. This is fantastic. I can't share with you the exhilaration from the weekend because unless you were there, you can't feel it. We came home pumped last night was the next part of it. And we are just so excited to move forward. So I wanted to share that with you. Along with all of the work that we're doing, we also got a letter from Kathleen Rice, which you also have a copy of, in support of this. And so we know Nassau County is, you know, right there behind us, and everybody's supporting us. And we really need to be proud of Sachem. There were 14 of us in the delegation. We all wore our pins proudly. And I had a pocket full of them, and everybody wanted a pin. So it's really very exciting. And again, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of it. And it just goes to show that when we pull together and teamwork, it's all about teamwork. And we are rocking it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dana. John Heslin, please.
Good evening, everyone. Yesterday, as you might know, was SRP Recognition Day throughout New York State. Our SRPs, our school-related professionals, are our teaching assistants and aides who function along with the teachers to take care of the kids, very, very simply. Yesterday, at the SCTA office, we had a little celebration to recognize them. I know Mr. LaCruba was there, and it was quite an event. And I think there's not enough that we can do to let these people know how important a role they play in the educational process So I'm requesting that you please consider putting the SRP day actually on the Sachem calendar for next year, so that everyone in the district will be aware of this special event for these unique people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Is that it, Carol?
That's it, right?
Okay. Business items, consent agenda for business items D1A through D2C. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Christine Lampitelli. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items, consent agenda for personnel items E1A through E3G. Motion, please. Rob Scavo, second. Dave Egloff. Any question, please? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. All right, we're up to action items on page 8. Consent agenda for action items F1A through F1H. Motion, please. Christine Lampitelli, second. Mike Timo. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Page 11. Number 2, recommendations from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Mike Timo, second. Christine Lampitelli. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Adoption of revised policies, second reading. Motion, please. Sal Trippi, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Acceptance of revised policy 4343, education of homeless children, first reading. Motion, please. Rob Scavo, second. Dave Egloff. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of payment. Cindy Pentheos. Motion, please. Rob Scavo, second. Mike Timo. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of translator interpreters for the 2009-10 school year. Motion, please. Mike Licata. Christine Lampitelli, second. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of late transportation request. Motion, please. Jim LaCaruba, Mike Timo. Any questions? Rob.
The reason why there's a $19,000 charge is that we're currently not sending anybody to that school. Is that correct, Bruce?
Correct.
What school is that? Was that Sappo?
Yeah, no. It's a first grader going to a school in Ronkonkoma, right outside the district.
Christine,
We had early in the school year discussed the late transportation requests and like giving a warning for people who are continually doing it. Have we started that? Have we looked into that?
Yes. This I spoke to this mom. She pulled the child out of Sachem schools to go to this school in September. It was a last minute decision. She now knows it's an April 1st deadline.
Any other questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Appointment of Citizens Advisory Audit Committee member. Motion, please. Dave Egloff, second. Sal Trippi. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Is Elizabeth here by any chance? Elizabeth? Welcome. Thank you very much. I got the approval. You got that? Okay. I don't want to miss it. 9, approval of budget transfers, $50,000 or greater. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second.
Second.
Rob Scavo, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of change order number 1, Irwin Construction Contracting, Sachem Middle School. Motion, please. Somerset Middle School. Motion. Mike Timo, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of, I'm sorry, George. Thank you again also. I missed that. I'm sorry. Okay, what were we up to? 11, correct? 11? Okay. Approval of change order number 2, Irwin Contracting. Motion, please. Sal Trippi, second. Rob Scavo. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Acceptance of actuarial study of workman's compensation. Motion, please. Sorry, Jim LaCaruba, Christine Apatelli seconded. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Acceptance of orders report ending school year June 30th, 2009. Motion, please. Mike Timo second. Mike Licata. We got any questions? We all got the audit in our packet. We saw it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Regents test dates, January 26 to 29, 2010. Motion, please. Christine Lampatelli, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of field trips for 2009-10 school year. Motion, please. Mike Licata, second. Mike Timo. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 16, a resolution to reappoint emergency condition appointments. Motion, please. Rob Scavo, second. Mike Licata. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Tony, if...
Yes, go ahead.
Based on the fact that I do think we do have a lot of our TAs and our aides here, how many TAs and aides do we have here tonight? Based on a request made by... Union President John Heston, I'd like to make the motion to add School-Related Professionals Day to our calendar at this time.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to add that to the calendar. Any questions? Any problems with adding that? If we know, Paul, there shouldn't be any, right? Always the same, third. Can you contact the office and confirm the dates for next year so we know exactly, so it's on the calendar? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Okay, we got damage and loss, preschool, child care, subcommittees. Jump in if anybody has any of the goals. Your mic on?
Based on the audit committee's response, you changed the procedures for the CAF. Can we have somebody from the audit committee, Jeff or one of their delegates, go in there and just do a checkup, make sure? Yeah, I know we're getting the reports, but I would like to see them just go in there, do a spot check in the near future.
Sorry. I spoke to Jeff last night, and he agreed to do that.
Okay, our goals, presentation, summer enrichment. Mr. Parrott.
Jill Karp, do you want to do the intro? Bruce and Jill?
Thank you. Last year, we operated a summer enrichment camp coordinated through BOCES. Jason was the principal during the program. Jill and I assisted Jason. We'd like to operate the camp. The proposal is for summer 2010, but we're going to do it ourselves without the BOCES assistance. The proposal is attached. We'd like to keep the price the same. It was $200 per week per child, but for next summer, we'd like to include that we would serve food. This past summer, the children had to bring in their own food. It was in the cafeteria. We didn't have any food service workers. They brought in the food, was in the cafeteria, and then there was a lunch and a snack break. We'd like to make that, incorporate the food as part of the 2010 program. The financials are in addition, last year we had about 130 students. By bringing it to the board now, if we advertise soon enough, we believe we'll probably get over 200. But we're estimating conservatively, and the financials are based upon 200 campers for next summer. It's going to be basically the same program last year. The teachers that are going to work, it's really going to be funneled through the continuing ed fund that we currently have. The teachers will be paid in accordance with those rates, the continuing ed teachers. They'll have to develop curriculum, because the curriculum developed last year actually belonged to BOCES, so our teachers would have to develop that in coordination with Jill and with Jason for next summer. But that's built into the budget expenses. It'd be located at Tamarack. It'd be starting July 5th, going through the month of July, and the campers pay for a two-week $200 per week, so $400 for the first 2 weeks, $400 for the second 2 weeks. And Jason has a short presentation to show the activities that occurred last summer, and if there's any questions after Jason's presentation.
Get that light right behind you.
Thank you, Mr. Falco, Mr. Scavo, and members of the board, Mr. Parry, and members of the cabinet. Thank you for this opportunity to talk about this wonderful summer enrichment program that we participated in this summer, and for hearing us out about doing a 2010 summer enrichment program. As the director of this program, I was able to see the amazing benefits that this program had for our Sachem students and for the school district. The amazing part about this program is how the children were involved in hands-on learning experiences and opportunities that they won't have a normal opportunity to do during the summer. And it was just a constant learning through the fun of the camp. The children were learning amazing facts and concepts without even realizing it because they were so enthralled in the program and having so much fun with it. There was a lot of enrichment programs offered for the kids, and we also had some recreational programs also. Up top you could see some of the enrichment programs that we had. If you were to walk into Tamarack in July and walk through the halls, some of the things that you would see is the children building rockets, learning how the inner workings of a rocket, making saltwater taffy, they made pancakes, they made Play-Doh, they built towers and skyscrapers out of Legos, and they also wrote picture books, they strung kites and they got to fly them, and they even solved a mystery with our forensics course, which was really cool. We also had the recreational piece, which we had Project Adventure for the kids, outdoor PE, arts and crafts, and computers, which is great because they were able to use technology and use the use of a smart board over the summer. The next slide just has an overview of what a child's day. And basically in the AM and the PM, they would have one enrichment class in the AM, then have the two recreational classes in the morning, and then the afternoon they'd get a new enrichment class and two other recreational classes. Through the summer, it caused such a buzz that we had Newsday come in. They took some pictures of the kite flying that the kids did. And we also had Verizon Fios come in that did a piece on Cook Up a Story class, where they basically read a story and cooked every day, and they cooked something that was relevant to the class. We had great positive feedback from parents, from teachers. I worked with a great staff of Sachem teachers, some of them are here today. And they put everything into it, and they're eager and willing to do it again and excited about the program. Parents left the program wondering, what other expectations they have for next summer. They have, they're excited to see what's going to happen in next summer, and I'm still getting feedback up to this day about, if it's going to happen.
The only additional piece for next summer, there was a request last year from the parents for an AM and PM, like childcare, which we'll offer to the parents also. So it'll be a half hour prior to the camp, and we'll offer 2 hours after the camp. So in addition to the food program, if parents opt, they can have the childcare services also. And that'll be additional fees. It's $5 an hour if a parent opts for that.
And at the end of each class, they got to make a culminating project. And what I wanted to end with was a photo slideshow, a quick photo slideshow, so you guys can see the culmination projects, also share the experience that the children have. So here you go. It's there. It's
Five, four, three, two, one, let's go!
very proud of this camp, as you could see. But I also want to say that Jay and his staff did a phenomenal job. They have to take all the credit for this. They created the curriculum. Jay did an amazing job working with the students and the parents this summer, and we're really excited about next summer. So we serviced, just so you know, K through 5 students. So you saw different age-appropriate activities for them, so we were able to really give them things that they would enjoy and be appropriate for them this summer.
And what we're just looking for tonight is the go-ahead from the board. We would start advertising. This is not part of the budget. This is actually outside of the budget, running it through the continuing ed. It will go through that fund.
Do you have any questions? Dave.
First, great presentation. Looked like the kids had a lot of fun. I'm looking at the first page. I see net revenues is just over 13,000. If you pull out BOCES aid, you add on food, and you add on advertising, does that throw that balance?
Page 2.
Okay.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, I'll
okay.
Okay. Jim.
I just have one quick question. If you increase enrollment and we, you know, look to get more kids in this, and we are operating this on the outside of the budget with the continuing ed program, I know from discussions that this board has had already, we're trying to get all of the continuing education programs to be able to be self-sufficient, but we're really not looking to make a profit. At least that's not the intent that I want to see these things have. Is there any way to lower the cost to the parents of this district to get this to come closer to break even? And that maybe will help you attract that number of students you're looking for the program.
We're using the same cost as last year, and as a note said, if we had the same enrollment as last year, it would break even. We're envisioning, due to Jason's success and the teachers that were worked there, more children will be enrolled and through word of mouth. But right now, we would only break even if we had the same number of children as last year. Both. We wouldn't pay BOCES for the expense, and we wouldn't get the aid. That's right.
Sal?
I share Jim's concern about the revenues. I'd like to see if we do operate at a profit that it be reinvested into the program so that we can continue to grow the program. I think you offered the community a really great service. I think out of the box, you know, first year out, it was a tremendous success. I got a lot of commentary from around town that it was a tremendous success. Do have one quick question. On the, if I recall correctly, you ran two sessions, an early July and then like a mid-July. Were they exactly the same, or were they altered so that a student can go through two sessions and not repeat everything?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. The child couldn't sign up for an enrichment program. They already took the 2 weeks. So if they sign up for the 4 weeks, they're getting double the enrichment classes.
But they're not taking the same enrichment.
They don't take the same. No, they have all the options that they have. Like they can take rocketry like for the first 2 weeks. And rocketry and kite building, let's say. And then the next week, they could pick Chef Shop and Legoland. So they have that option.
Rob?
Just a quick question, Bruce. Total expenditures last year was $53,174. Was that what BOCES charged us to run the program on page one?
The BOCES bill was $53,000. All the expenditures went to BOCES. They paid the staff. There was a consultant last year. Originally, it was $20,000. We negotiated back to $5,000. If he would have charged us a 20, we actually would have had a loss. So we only paid BOCES. They hired the teachers. They paid all the expenditures.
We're much better off doing it as a community ed thing, as far as
absolutely. It'll be a SACHM project, and we'll be in direct control. That's correct.
Okay. The other question, I think you kind of answered this one. I had a question written down here. Being that it was so popular, if we get repeat campers. Okay, is there a level 2? And I think you pretty much said that they have an option, almost an a la carte, maybe to say, well, I took this last year, I can take that next year. Is that how it's going to be, or are we going to be adding 2 enrichment program.
Yeah, and actually the teachers that we're working with, we've already come up with some ideas for some new courses that we would like to add on that weren't offered last year. So they have a plethora of choices to choose from. So.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions? Mike?
Bruce, we talked about the option of offering an AM and PM child care services. Is that factored into the excess revenue expense line?
No, that we would break even on. Currently, if somebody would enroll today, it's $5 an hour. We'd use that same rate. We use the same ratio that the current child care program uses. So it'd be $5 for the morning and then $10 because it's 2 hours in the afternoon.
Okay.
And that's would be our break-even point.
That would be a break-even point for
that's
us.
Correct.
Okay.
And we don't know right now which parents would opt for that, but we did have working parents last year requested this that part of the program. BOCES didn't opt for that.
Doug first. Go ahead.
Where would we be advertising this camp? You had said advertising it. Where would we be advertising it?
All the schools, the scene.
Okay, so we wouldn't have to pay, per se, for any advertisements?
Be minimal, that's right.
And these are all Sachem kids that come, or do we take kids from outside the district?
Last year we took kids from the outside.
Because it was the BOCES.
That's right.
Will we be doing the same thing this year? Some of those kids might want to come back.
That's right. I would imagine some of them would want to come back.
Okay, thank you.
Sal?
If you're doing this internally with our own staff, obviously our own teachers and TAs would get first crack at anything. Any open
Jason
slots.
Says he has the... It already filled, you know.
with our own internal groups, right?
That's right. They're all Sachem teachers if they opt to choose to work this.
All right. I'm sorry. Mike, go ahead.
Bruce, you said next year you're thinking of providing lunch. Are we going to provide it through the cafeteria?
Our own food service staff would operate it. Yes, we would have a food service worker. We'd operate the kitchen just like we're doing today. It wouldn't be as an extensive menu. But it would be sandwiches, it would be a snack.
Do you foresee any issues with the discussion we had last time about the allergies?
Well, it'll be our staff, so we would be very aware of peanut allergies, any of the other, and actually there's a nurse assigned to the program too. We would be aware of any issues that children have.
Thanks.
Dave?
So I see the break-even is for 125 campers, and that's with a staff of 15 teachers and 15 counselors.
That's right.
But we have a quote of 200. Is there a break point where we'd have to add more teachers and counselors?
We had, it was, the ratio was one teacher per 14, 15 kids. So we said that, you know, if we wanted to, we wanted to cap something so it didn't go overboard. So I guess we capped at 200.
So the 15 here is appropriate for 200 then, if I'm doing the quick math in my head. Okay.
I just have a question about if it's very successful, as it seems to be, do we have a limit? Are we going to get to a point where we're going to be turning people away for that particular building?
We never thought of that, but hopefully, you know.
Well, the point...
It's going to be at the Tamarack Elementary School. There are no other activities there, but... We think we could handle 200, 230 students.
Okay.
If we get more than that, obviously Jason would need an assistant. It would be a much bigger program.
All right. But that particular building could handle more than the 200?
Well, it's an elementary school.
I know. But what you're doing is it can handle it. Right. The other point is that...
Yeah.
Right. It's mainly on the outside, the fields, and there's a partial wing and the cafeteria.
And last year when we were working with BOCES, we kind of thought we would have 225 kids, and the representative from BOCES, myself and Ms. Chaudette, we walked through Tamarack and we kind of mapped out what it would be like if we had those 200 kids. We just didn't have to use those facilities because we didn't have that many kids.
Okay, you're prepared for that then. That's go ahead, Sal.
Certainly, with the computers, well, we put in air conditioning last year. That was the only room. And a nurse's office.
Actually, we did some rooms in anticipation of this program. In the five or six classrooms we used in the primary wing, air conditioners would put in window units and the computer room. But those rooms had it. So if we go bigger, you know.
Any other questions? Okay, we need a motion on to go forward.
Leaning, right.
Okay, Rob?
Second, Sal. Any other questions? All in favor? Opposed? Okay, you got it. Thank you. That's it then, right? That's it. Anything? None? Okay, at this point, we're going to go into executive session. We're not going to come out for any votes, so I need a motion to go into exec for personnel items. Motion, please. Bob Scavo, second. Mike, Jim LaCaruba. All in favor? Opposed? Thank you.